In the first chapter of Luke, an angel appeared to a priest named Zechariah while he was serving in the temple. The angel told him that his wife Elizabeth was going to have a baby and they were to name him John. Zechariah was very surprised because he and his wife were way up there in years. He said to the angel, "Are you sure this is going to happen? It sounds great, but do you see how old we are? To me, it just doesn't seem possible." The angel said, "Zechariah, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of Almighty God. What God says will come to pass." God knows the power of our words. He knew that if Zechariah went around speaking defeat, it would stop his plan. So God did something unusual. The angel said, "Zechariah, because you doubted, you will remain silent and not be able to speak until the baby is born." Zechariah left the temple unable to talk. He couldn't speak one word for 9 months until that baby was born. Why did God take away Zechariah's speech? God knew he would go out and start telling his friends how it wasn't going to happen. "Hey man, this angel appeared and said we're going to have a baby. He must have the wrong person. We're too old." Those negative words would have stopped his destiny. That's why the scripture says, "Put a watch over your mouth." In other words, be careful what you allow to come out of your mouth. "I don't think I'm ever going to get well. I've had this sickness for 3 years." Don't put a watch over your mouth. Don't prophesy defeat. If you're going to say anything, declare what God says. "I will live and not die. God is restoring health back into me. The number of my days He will fulfill." All through the day, you need to ask yourself, is what I'm about to say what I want to come into my life? Because what you're saying, you're inviting in. When you say, "I'll never pay off my house, I'll never get out of debt, the economy is too slow," you're inviting struggle and lack. When you say, "My career has dead-ended, this is as good as it gets," you're inviting defeat and mediocrity. You need to send out some new invitations. When you say, "I will lend and not borrow, God's favor surrounds me like a shield, whatever I touch prospers and succeeds," you are inviting increase, good breaks, success. When you say, "I will overcome this problem, I am more than a conqueror. If God be for me, who dare be against me?" you're inviting strength, healing, restoration, vindication, breakthroughs. Pay attention to what you're inviting. "Well, I'll never pass this algebra course. I've never been good in math. I just don't understand it." Change the invitation. "I can do all things through Christ. I have good understanding. I am full of wisdom. I am an A student." When you do that, you're inviting wisdom, acceleration of knowledge. You're inviting God's blessings. Make sure you're sending out the right invitations. When I first started ministering in 1999, I had never done this before, and I was very nervous and unsure of myself. Negative thoughts bombarded my mind. "Joy, you're going to get up there and make a fool of yourself. You're not going to know what to say. Nobody's going to listen to you. Why should they? You don't have the experience." All through the day, I had to ignore those thoughts. I would go around saying under my breath, "I am anointed. I am equipped. I am strong in the Lord." Before I would come to church to minister, I would look at myself in the mirror and say, "Joel, you are well able. You've been raised up for such a time as this." I didn't feel confident, but I called myself confident. I didn't feel anointed, but I called myself anointed. You may not feel blessed, but you need to call yourself blessed. The circumstances may say you're not prosperous, but by faith, you need to call yourself prosperous. You may not feel healthy today, but don't go around telling everyone how you're not going to make it. Start calling yourself healthy, whole, strong, full of energy, full of life.